Welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, July 18th, 2025, and we have a lineup of science headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Mining news breaks. Silver opportunity. New Pacific Metals Corp., an American, TWPUG, unlocks value from flagship projects. New Pacific Metals Corp., a Canadian exploration and development company, is poised to address the growing supply gap in the global silver market with its projects in Bolivia. The company's Silver Sand and Carangas projects are expected to produce a combined total of nearly 19 million ounces of silver per year once in production. A preliminary feasibility study for the Silver Sand project and a preliminary economic assessment for the Carangas project highlight their strong potential. New Pacific's focus on advancing these assets through permitting positions it as a key player in the primary silver producers market. To learn more about New Pacific Metals Corp., visit their newsroom at the provided link. SeaStar Medical and Areva team up to advance treatments for severe burns with DoD grant. SeaStar Medical and Areva have teamed up to advance treatments for severe burns with a grant from the United States Department of Defense. The grant supports a three-year research study focusing on SeaStar Medical's selective cytopheretic device therapy to reduce hyperinflammation after severe burns, inhalation injury, and infection. This therapy aims to neutralize destructive hyperinflammation to improve survival in combat casualties and civilian patients. The collaboration between SeaStar Medical and Areva has the potential to save the lives of patients with infection and trauma-related organ failure. SeaStar's SCD therapy, already proven effective in treating pediatric acute kidney injury, may have broad applications in various acute and chronic diseases, offering potential value for customers.
Individuals who develop multiple sclerosis have more doctor visits decades before their diagnosis. A recent study has revealed that individuals who later receive a multiple sclerosis, MS, diagnosis tend to have more doctor visits, hospital admissions, and emergency room visits decades before being diagnosed compared to those who do not develop the condition. This increase in medical attention can occur more than 20 years prior to an MS diagnosis. Early detection could lead to quicker diagnosis if warning signs, such as frequent medical visits for a range of health issues earlier in life, are recognized. Early diagnosis allows patients to benefit from medications developed by companies like Clene Inc., NASDAQ, CLNN, to address the condition.
Mining news breaks. LaFleur Minerals Inc., FLR, OTCQB, LFLRF, FSE, 3WK0. Launches drilling program, confirms strategic mill value. LaFleur Minerals Inc., a gold development company in Quebec, has initiated a fully funded 5,000-meter diamond drilling program at its Swanson Gold project. The company also confirmed the strategic value of its Beacon Gold Mill, with restart costs estimated at $4.1 million versus a replacement value of over $71.5 million. LaFleur has expanded its Swanson land package to over 18,300 hectares, establishing itself as a junior miner with a gold project and a fully permitted mill in a major mining district. The Swanson Gold Project, rich in gold and critical metals, is easily accessible by road, with a rail line for direct access to nearby gold mills, enhancing its development potential.
Solagenix Inc., NASDAQ SNGX, reports strong results in real-world trial. Solagenix Inc., listed on NASDAQ as SNGX, has reported strong results in a real-world trial for its Hybrite TM treatment. The study, led by Dr. Ellen Kim, is showing promising outcomes in early-stage cutaneous T-cell lymphoma patients. With limited treatment options available, especially in the early stages of the disease, CTCL patients are in need of alternative therapies. The ongoing investigator-initiated study has shown encouraging interim results, with 6 out of patients experiencing positive outcomes at the 18-week evaluation point. This news comes as a significant development, as no new FDA-approved skin-directed therapies have been introduced in over a decade. For more information on Sologenix and their latest updates, you can visit the company's newsroom.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.